From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Tonight, Senator Barack Obama will make history when he officially accepts the Democratic presidential nomination, the first African-American in this nation's history to do so. The senator will speak to a crowd of more than 70,000 people inside Invesco Stadium in Denver. It is there that he will give the most important speech of his political career so far. 45 years ago today in Washington, another historic speech was given. On August 28, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia was also one of the speakers during that march on Washington. NPR's senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer spoke to Congressman Lewis, who shared with her his memories of King's historic speech and Lewis's emotions as he gears up to give his own speech tonight.
45 years later, to stand and speak to the nation, I just hope I make it through it. On my mind, everything is just going to come together.
Well, 45 years ago, you were on the mall?
I was on the mall. I was 23 years old, the chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. I was one of the 10 speakers. And I would never forget A. Philip Randolph, this unbelievable man, the dean of black leadership, the chair of the March on Washington. And he introduced me. He said, I now present to you young John Lewis, the national chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And I got up and walked straight to the podium. I looked to my right, to my left, then I looked straight ahead, and I started speaking.
You know, what I remember from that day was that I've never seen such a large crowd in all my life, not before and not since. I don't think if I'd been standing up there and I'd looked out straight out at that crowd, I would have been able to say a thing.
I was so inspired by the size of the crowd. Even when the program was over, people were still coming, still trying to get into the city of Washington and make it to the mall area.
Can you compare it in your mind to what will happen at Invesco Field when Barack Obama speaks?
It is difficult. When Barack Obama accepted the Democratic nomination to become the president of the United States of America, I think all over America and many parts of the world, the hopes, the longings, the aspiration, and the dreams will be hanging on every word that he said. It's going to be incredible. You know, people died. Some people didn't make it to the March on Washington. They were beaten. They were tear gassed. Some were shot and killed. I thought I could make it through. I thought I cried all my tears.
You are the of the people that were standing with Dr. King that day. There are not very many left.
Well, of the 10 speakers that spoke that day, I'm the only one remaining. I feel more than lucky. I feel very blessed that I live to see this day come around. Because if someone had told me 45 years ago, when we were standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, that one day I would see an African-American man nominated to become the president of the United States of America, I would say, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you don't know what you're talking about.
You said in an interview recently that when you began this whole election process, you had been and were a friend of Hillary Clinton's and her supporter, and then it became clear that Barack Obama was going to move past her. And you felt, I think what you said to Matt Bai in the New York Times was something like, everything that I've always worked for all my life, and now I'm on the wrong side of it.
Well, it was very difficult. I had supported and endorsed Senator Clinton. I've known her for years. She's been a wonderful friend. I've known her husband, President Clinton. He's like a brother. When he sees me, he always said, John, I love you so much. And I say, I love you, Mr. President. And it's that that friendship that has been built up over the years. And as the primary season continued to unfold, I was having some real feelings that what Barack Obama was all about was the fulfillment of what we have been fighting for, what we have been struggling for. And it was akin to the movement. And I said to myself, I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. And I made the decision to switch.
You know, when you have had in your life so many difficult milestones that you've dealt with, the March on Montgomery, of course, being one of the ones where you were so badly injured. That was a beginning, I guess we could say, in your lifetime. What is this?
What is happening now is another step, a significant step, down a very, very long road to create a more perfect union. You know, the same way we speak of Lexington and Concord, Appomattox, Gettysburg, we speak of Topeka, Kansas, and Selma. Well, we will speak of that day in Denver when Barack Obama was nominated. It would be a day that we would never forget.
An extraordinary moment this will be for Barack Obama personally, too. I mean, he's speaking on the anniversary of Dr. King's most famous speech, one of the most famous speeches ever given, I think. Have you talked to him about what he should say, or do you know what he's going to say?
I don't know what he's going to say. One day, a few weeks ago, we were in a meeting, and I said to him, I said, Mr. President, you know the day that you will be accepting the Democratic nomination for president will be the 45th anniversary of the March on Washington. I said, you know, a few short years ago, there was a song that said something like, something is happening here. Well, I said, something is happening here, Mr. President. He said, you're right, John. Something is happening here.
Would it be right to say, now we move on? You know, we are here, and now we move into a whole different world?
I think you have to say what I would try to say. This is not the end. It is not even a new beginning. It is a continuation of a long struggle to create a more perfect union. People sense something. They feel something. And they want to be part of it. And you hear people saying, I was not there with you to march across the bridge in Selma. I was not at the March on Washington. But I'm in this struggle to make Barack Obama president.
That was NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer speaking with Congressman John Lewis at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado.